This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don is back. He's almost on top of the world. But we got to talk about bone density today on the show. Also about depression. Yes, depression. Does your diet have anything to do with depression? And millennials, dagnabbit, you're skewing the statistics on divorce. In which direction? We got your millennials, and we'll talk about them later on in the show. But first, foremost, last hour, Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord. We were giving some props to Donald Trump because, you know, a lot of what he was just taken to task on globalism at the UN, we were like, yeah, no, that's where I think Trump is at his best. But today, the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you are a Trump worshiper, you might get mad at me. But the thing is, we're not worshiping any politicians here. Even when Ron Paul was running for president, who there was nobody in my lifetime that I would ever have voted for more than Ron Paul. I didn't look at him as a political savior and even acknowledge he could be made president and overnight and things aren't going to change. Trump comes in, does some stuff that's good, some stuff that's maybe not so good, some stuff in between. And, you know, he's against globalism. But there's a little cognitive dissonance here as it relates to the United Nations and even international treaties, because he's spoken out against these trade treaties like NAFTA, rightfully so, going, hey, this is not a good deal for America. And as Jonathan Emord pointed out, it's not free trade. It's managed trade for globalists. So he's calling them out. But okay, there's blind spots. I guess we all have blind spots. Trump, too, has blind spots. Because now he's actually coming out in favor of some United Nations treaties, most prominently the 1961 Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs, which apparently created a unified system for enforcement of restrictions and prohibitions on controlled substances, including cannabis, which should never have been on that list. And even though we are not advocates or users of those illicit drugs on that treaty convention, narcotics, the heroines, the cocaines, the things like that, the reality, and I do this just to, it's funny, isn't it? If you saw me visually what I just did when I said cocaine, okay? Making a joke, okay? Where's Liam Sheff when you need him, Super Don? Those are, of course, it's not our TV show, it's a radio show, so people are going to go, why are you doing video things? Because I love our viewers and their engagement in there. Even if some of them make some snide comments occasionally, that's okay. We can roll with that. But the idea that you could then ban substances around the planet and have international police agencies and participation on a global scale go after this stuff, what has it done really? Has it stopped the flow of narcotics into America? No, in fact, it's made the deep, dark state that Trump seemingly rises up against and speaks out against. It's granted them the ability to make ungodly amounts of money illicitly by trafficking those narcotics, by defending those narcotics. The opium fields in Afghanistan, do you have any idea how much the CIA is involved in that? This is not me saying it. This has been out for a long time. And so you got Trump going, yep, I think we really need to keep on this. And I get it. He doesn't use drugs. He doesn't drink alcohol. I think that's great. I'm not a drug user. I don't even use FDA pharmaceutical drugs. I'll use homeopathic drugs and, you know, cannabis plant stuff, CBD especially. This is an amazing substance. Never belonged on that narcotics list. And so he's arguing that, yeah, the UN has a place to play. These international treaties are great for this. And, of course, what has it done? It has enhanced a deep state reality that undermines a shadow government, that undermines legitimate, constitutionally limited government here in America. So there's your moment of cognitive dissonance for President Donald Trump. Some of you are happy now. Some of you are mad at me. This isn't about your reaction to me. I'm just relaying to you where there is cognitive dissonance, wherever it happens to be. And by and large, yes, I'm glad that Trump is president over Hillary Clinton. Would I much rather had Ron Paul? Oh, unquestionably. But we got what we got. We got to do our best. And how do we limit the damage? I mentioned that. It was my big question last hour. How do you limit the damage? The founders knew that the damage that government could do, they tried to chain it, bind it down with a change to the Constitution. And now you got people, you know, on the Democrat Party just talking about 30 years old, uncorroborated, unverifiable. You can't do anything with this except to create mud in the minds of Americans everywhere. So they just get so fed up and walk away. Well, that might be good if everybody hashtag walked away and stopped funding this abomination that is so far from constitutionally limited government. The damage that it's creating, the violations of liberty, religious and otherwise. First Amendment, what's that? Freedom of speech? Well, yeah, we'll have free speech zones over there. DEA, the DEA is involved in this one. In fact, I've got to play something for you now because this is appropriate. What kind of update are we going into now?
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
I mentioned the word absurdity. Absurd. It's absurd, right? What does that mean? It's absurd. There's actually a legal definition. I don't have it in front of me. But if you go to Black's Law Dictionary, you'll see that the federal government engages in absurdity all of the time, particularly in its scheduling of cannabis as a drug that is number one on the list. Schedule one, meaning it has no benefit, no medical benefit, no worth for anything. It's only dangerous. The risk of addiction and death is outrageously high, and we have, no pun intended there, we have to make it Schedule 1. How is that possible? Because the U.S. government holds patent on the use of cannabinoids for very powerful medicinal purposes, including cancer and AIDS, neurological issues, brain issues. But yet it says it's still a Schedule 1. Wait, not so fast. Apparently, the DEA just rescheduled CBD. But wait, not so fast. Not all CBD, just the CBD cloned by GW Pharma in the United Kingdom has brought it over as Epidiolex, and it's been approved as a drug. Prescription only, this CBD. So CBD has been taken off of the schedule, and now it's a Schedule 5, according to the 1970 Controlled Substances Act, meaning that the DEA now acknowledges the drug has a low potential for abuse and has an accepted medical use for treatment. Can you tell the difference, Super Don, between CBD from a cloned plant and CBD from industrial hemp?
Well, that's kind of a trick question because some people would look at this and say CBD is CBD, right?
That's correct,
now,
yes.
I guess it depends on how technical, if you want to split hairs on this, because what they did is they isolated
right.
a particular cannabinoid to make the Epidiolex, right?
Right, that's right.
But, it doesn't matter. You know, in CBD, if you isolate just one particular cannabinoid, or you use the CBD like we get from CB Sciences plus CBDoil.com, it's... What did you say? Absurd?
Absurd.
It's I'm going to say ludicrous. I'm going to use the word ludicrous. I'm going to beat you by one syllable. Ludicrous.
Yeah.
It is ludicrous for them to say that the Epidiolex CBD is Schedule 5, meaning that it has a low potential for abuse and has an accepted medical use.
Right.
But to say that the CBD that you would get from anywhere else has a high potential for abuse and no current accepted medical. This is hard. What? What are you talking about?
It's absurdity, and it's ludicrous.
Are you shocked by this?
No, not at all.
I'm disappointed, but I'm not shocked. I'm disappointed because, listen, the DEA had an opportunity here. Because a lot of people have been waiting for this. This was good. This was a big announcement today.
Right.
In fact, yeah, I tried to get Stuart Tomk on, by the way. He was not able to make it because he had to go to parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah, well, I did that too. We've got him on Sunday
to address this. But they had an opportunity to do the right thing here, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, come on, CBD. It's CBD. Yeah. But
give me
FDA-approved CBD. We saw this coming. Was very likely going to get the nod on this because there's money in it, right?
Yes, the FDA has been captured by the basically the industry it's deigned to regulate. And folks, if you want CBD for a fraction of the cost that the prescription drug is, they can't make claims for any drug treatment therapies for it, but as a dietary supplement to support your endocannabinoid system, CV Scientist says plus CBD oil, pluscbdoil.com, 0.3% THC or less, so that means it is perfectly legal in all 50 states technically. And you can get it in many forms, including topical. And I'm holding this up for my YouTube crowd, those of you watching on YouTube. Go get it through robertscottbell.com. You can see links in the show notes, banners. You can go to it. RSB15 gets you 15% off. No, I don't see a penny of that. That's not my point. I want you to access CBD. I want you to be able to grow hemp everywhere and utilize it how you want to use it. Because the federal government doesn't have a role to play in telling you what plant you can and can't grow. You're violating no one else's rights by growing a plant and using the plant as you see fit. It's like if you had a cow and you milk that cow and your friends or relatives or neighbors or nobody just that you knew just came by and said, you know, I'd like some of that raw, real milk. The FDA said, you can't have that. Sheeple, the American sheeple. Where are the American people? Withdraw consent. Stand up for what is right. Be belligerent in defense of your liberty. Don't cower in fear, because they're the cowards who are utilizing the power, force, intimidation, and fear, the big F word, which is worse than the other word you can't say. Fear is how they control and manipulate. Manipulate and control. Whether it be to get you to get a flu shot or to convince you that CBD or a plant called cannabis is deadly, dangerous, addictive, and has no benefit whatsoever. Lies, all lies, coming from the government. They do that rather well, probably better than anybody. Folks, we got a lot more truth to cover, including bone density, when we come back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Scott Belcher.
All right, Super Don, let me ask you a question here. Have you ever broken a bone in your body, in your life, now that you're grandpa, before you were grandpa probably, but did you ever break a bone when you were a kid or young, you know, how men, we were just like invincible and we do stupid things?
I did. I was very little, actually. I think I was probably 4 years old or so.
Okay.
And I was standing on the bathroom sink.
Mm-hmm.
And slipped off the sink and broke my collarbone.
Wow. Wow. That's an intense hit to break your collarbone as a 4-year-old. Yes. Fortunately, at that age, you have a rapid regenerative capacity. A lot of stem cells being produced, and hopefully you were being fed good stuff. I don't know, but you came through it. I did cave in my ribs at one point when I took a Superman leap unintentionally off of a trampoline into a tree sideways. And I fractured my wrist once. I don't even remember what, if it was a skateboard. I don't remember what happened actually, what caused that. But not a lot of breaks. Some people have pretty bad breaks. Now, throughout your life, the concern we have as you age is that you will lose bone density. Now, primarily in our elder years, they say, well, osteopenia, osteoporosis. I remind you, my mom, who's 84, dances 2 or 3 times a week, and she's doing great. She's fallen down, bruised herself, no breaks, in her 80s. Well, partly because she's counteracting, well, what would normally occur if you don't know what's happening. Now, there's a Journal of Bone and Mineral Research, and they did a study on bone density. And interestingly enough, in acute traumas where a bone is broken, they found, and they called this a study of osteoporotic porotic fractures. And this was focusing on older women. They found that when there was a break, the bone density throughout the body is reduced. In other words, you had a break in one area, and then they measure density, and it's like, whoa, the density dropped everywhere. Now, what's happening in such instances, to me, is obvious. And maybe, Superdon, it's obvious to you, but we haven't really talked about this, you know, what my conclusions are of this study. Do you have a sense of what might be going on here, why this happens?
Well, I was fascinated by this because, you know, I'm just thinking, all right, you're telling me that if I broke my finger in my right hand, that my bone, it would affect my bone density in my left toe, right? You know, and it's just one of those things where you're trying to piece it together. It's like and stuff. Mm-hmm. I will admit, I could sound like a total brainiac here, but you did kind of hint to me that, and I'm pretty sure I picked up on where you were going with this, is that when the body is trying to repair a break in the bones, that it's going to pull I guess what would it be, calcium?
All the minerals necessary. All the minerals necessary.
So it's almost like it's all going from everywhere else to the area where the injury is in order to repair it.
This is compensatory response, right? Adaptation for survival. And if you don't know what to do in terms of remineralizing your tissues, then your body is left with a choice. Either we can't heal the bone, the break stays broken, or we take these minerals from stores in the body elsewhere. One of the deepest stores of the minerals necessary for bones is bones. And so it makes perfect sense. Now, what's lacking in this study and any other study on osteoporosis is that the key mineral that needs to be replenished is not, in fact, calcium. Calcium is a very easy mineral. In fact, more people than not are taking too much of the wrong form of calcium, which can cause problems. The key here is the lack of silicon. How's that pregnant pause? Was that good? Silicon. Silica. Silica is the key mineral. And you could talk about collagen. You could talk about so many things that they say you need. Magnesium, vanadium. I throw it all out. It's okay. I'm not going to say no. But the one that is overlooked most frequently is the right form of silica. And if you take the Alta Silica Challenge, you can get that from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. The silica, you take 3 tablets 4 times a day, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, depending on your starting point. And you will find you can reverse osteopenia readily, very quickly. Osteoporosis a little longer, but healing tissue. And you would also use the homeopathic form of silica called silicea. And you would use symphytum, homeopathic symphytum. It's also known as bone set or knit bone. Symphytum. You've heard of it. It's called comfrey. You can do a comfrey press over the body and not on broken skin, but you can take homeopathic symphytum. Heal the break faster than ever. Faster than a speeding. Well, what would we say? How about some arnica too? Yeah, Dr. King's got advanced arnica, and I'm still using it. Don't believe the Fear and Death Administration as they attack and the FDA scum and villainy. All right, folks. A lot more broadcast healing to go. Let's talk about depression and diet. And what is McDougal's? Formerly McDeath, have they improved their standing? Might I call them McDonald's after this? We'll find out.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said Thursday, after Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finished his Capitol Hill testimony, that the Supreme Court nominee showed America exactly why he nominated him and urged the Senate to vote to confirm him. Now, regarding that hearing, things did get a bit testy at times.
Senator, I'll do whatever the committee wants.
I wanted a hearing the day after the allegation came up. I wanted to be here that day. Instead, 10 days passed where all this nonsense is coming out, you know, that I'm in gangs, I'm on boats in Rhode Island, I'm in Colorado.
Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono apologized for sending a fundraising email off the Brett Kavanaugh sexual misconduct allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News. And the Dow was up 54 points today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Watch, YouTube's going to ban us now for like playing 15 seconds of Led Zeppelin, right? Like last night they did. 21 seconds of Yes, Roundabout. You're banned. Like what? And I tweeted out to Yes, because at Yes Official, the band Yes, they follow the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, they do on Twitter. It's one of my happiest moments when Yes started following me. I'm like, yay! Now
they
I
might unfollow you now, though.
I'm willing to risk it. Right? I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming YouTube.
They're going to send you a bill. Oh, you played 21 seconds over. Oh, I'm okay.
You know what? I'm going to send them a bill for promoting them like we do on the air.
Because I love you.
Yes, my favorite band. So we'll carry on, my friends. In fact, food. If those of you I can't remember. Did you actually put up that collage you made of yesterday's, you know, food from the garden? Did it ever make it into
the
notes?
I don't think that made it into the notes last night.
I want everybody to see it because it's really, I mean, it's just like, you want to talk about happiness?
happy. I mean, it induces happiness just looking at the pictures. At least it does for me. So the question
is
about...
I'm going to go in there right now. I'm going to go in there right now into today's show notes.
Okay, you're going to put it in today's... Yeah, I'll drop it
at the bottom of hour two here.
Yeah, put it in related to this story because we're going to talk about depression and food. And how could you be unhappy when food is involved? Let's find out right now. Come on, we're cooking here. Now we're cooking.
I love the Swedish Chef.
I had to find a reason to play that. It's been years, I think, since we played the Swedish Chef. So, that's folks, great. Food and depression. Come on, really, you're doing it wrong. If you're depressed, there's something about what you're eating. I'm saying it. Yeah, I'm saying it. You got to look at your, I don't say your diet, like, I'm on a diet. No, not like that. But, you know, look at everything that you're putting in your body. It has an impact. Now, we're getting validated by the scientific realm. The peer-reviewed literature says, Robert, you're right again. It matters what you eat. Question, does an unhealthy diet increase your risk of depression? A new study has indeed found a link. That's right. So they claim there's no definitive cause for depression. I could sort of go along with that. I mean, I take it to the spiritual level when I've said this before in my lectures that we don't need more drugs, we need more spirituality. And for Super Don's sake, I didn't say 501c3, church, religion, mosque, whatever. I said spirituality, whatever that means to you. Because that imbues you with this reason for being, this purpose for life, which can be overwhelming a lot of negativity. You know, we watch the Kavanaugh hearings, we go, gee, man, we could be depressed. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to let it get to me. Yeah, it's disgusting. I acknowledge that. But, man, there's a connection to the source of all sources that bypasses the Supreme Court and all the shenanigans in the Senate or the legislative branch, etc. But the food plays a role here. Now, this past weekend, we got to see Secret Ingredients, the movie. And it is phenomenal in how powerful it is because it presents the stories of these families with children who all had different chronic ailments, symptoms, disabilities, including some of them diagnosed into the autism spectrum. And they switched their diets. Now, I'm not saying they went on Mediterranean diet. This diet, they simply removed GMOs and pesticides from their diet and went organic, non-GMO and organic. And one by one by one by one by one, symptoms disappeared to the point where even the kids were taken off of the autism spectrum diagnosis based on behavioral manifestation. Could the diet have anything to do with depression? Damn straight it can. And if it's not the definitive cause, it's a huge cause because this body you live in, I live in right now, inhabiting while we're here on planet Earth together, it runs on certain fuels. It doesn't run so well on other fuels. And I don't know why people can't get that. When you tell them to eat organic, non-GMO, like, yeah, I can't be bothered. They're like, well, what do you put in your car? Do you put contaminated gasoline in your car? Does it run on contaminated gas? Oh, no, I would never do that. It would break the engine. Now, where that analogy falls short is that you can put contaminated gas equivalents in GMO foods, pesticide-laden foods, and you're still going to function. You're still going to go. You're going to get up and go. But you're going to be sputtering a bit. You're going to be chronically ill. Now, yesterday, I believe it was, we talked about the liver and how many symptoms that you have are not being associated appropriately with the liver by your doctor who says, here, take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug for your pain. When the reality is it was caused by liver congestion. How did your liver get congested? Because you were feeding it the wrong kind of food. It was overwhelming the body's ability to bind, excrete, and eliminate. Eliminate, excrete. Okay? And so this study says a pro-inflammatory diet can induce systemic inflammation. Well, duh. And if you have systemic inflammation, that could be in the gut. There's a gut-brain connection. It could impact inflammation or inflammatory cascades anywhere all around the body. So, does the food you eat inflame you? Or does it nourish and detoxify you? Bruce Lipton talked about it with the biology of belief, the biology of complementary medicine. You can manifest illness by your very belief, even in ignorance. Because if you believe that GMO food's good for you and you continue to eat it, you're still going to suffer what those GMOs do to you. Maybe a little less because I don't want you to, you know, add to the emotional concern and worry. God, wow, I'm eating GMO foods, start creating it even worse. I mean, just let it be its own reality. But it makes a difference. And now the science is coming out going, yep, the food you choose, the diet you eat, it matters. It matters. Now, the healthy indices, as they call it in molecular psychiatry, healthy dietary indices. Hold on. Just popped into my screen and went out. Yes. And the risk of depressive outcomes, a systematic review and meta-analysis of observational studies. Once again, they concluded that diet, even though they don't claim they fully understand why or how, that the diet you choose matters. You eat a diet that is rich in what they say, fruits, vegetables. They don't use the term organic and non-GMO here, but even that, moving towards an organic diet, even closer, every step closer, results in less depression, less potential or actual manifestation of depression. Now, Super Don, I don't know if certain foods make you happy, even if they're not clean and organic. I get that, right? Durian is one of those foods, although I don't think they grow it chemically because I don't think anything can attack durian or would want to, as stinky as that fruit is. But beyond the food that makes you happy, eating food that makes your cells happy is not going to inflame those cells. Therefore, it's not going to facilitate or exacerbate any other potential causes or actual causes of, inflammation, but of depression. Because I'm not here to say it's so totally and 100% due to the food, but a significant portion of it is. Because the impact on the microbiome is impactful on the brain, nervous system, emotions, etc. Super D, am I blowing smoke here? Have I done a good cooking segment? Because I know we got to go on to another one in a moment.
Yeah, I think, this whole concept, I think, is something that is not shocking to some people because they've gotten it. And this is obviously something that you've talked about for a long time, the way that you eat affects more than just making you not hungry anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's cool to see science catching up.
Yeah.
Now, what do they do with this? That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, will they come out and say, you know what, we need to put people on organic non-GMO diets? No, they're not going to. The money is too big from the pharmaceutical industry that pays for, I don't know who paid for this study. That's always a big question. Is there a conflict of interest? It's like, are food manufacturers, organic non-GMO, are they paying for the study to get people to eat more clean food because they say you'll be less depressed? I doubt it. I don't think they have that kind of extra money just yet.
Not likely. No. But, I sit there and I start thinking, all right, so what are they going to do? They're going to try and isolate what it is that they might come up with that's good in organic food and figure out some way to try and turn that into a pill or something, mm-hmm. Right?
Right. Well, in this case, they talk about the Mediterranean diet, healthy eating index. They even talk about healthy approaches, dietary approaches to stop hypertension. They call that DASH. So, if they acknowledge that food matters in all kinds of ailments and diseases, why would this be a surprise to anybody that impacts your emotional state, your mental and cognitive state? Of course, these to us are moments of duh. But for us as well, we don't get into the nuances of this diet over that diet, because they'll go, Mediterranean's best. Not for everybody. Some people can do very well on a vegetarian diet. Some people don't. Some people don't know how to maneuver it well Of course, our good buddy Not a Doc talks about that all the time. You can be vegan, but you got to be very careful how you do it. Now, with that, we've got some breaking news. Well, I might have to go back through the drive-thru, Super Don. We did it the other day at Rick's Organic Fast Food Restaurant in Schaumburg, Illinois. All organic. It was like going to a McDonald's. French fries, milkshakes, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, soft drinks, all organic and non-GMO. McDonald's, not to be outdone, this is the breaking news, says its classic burgers no longer have artificial ingredients. That can't be true, Super D, but it is. Kids, don't get ahead of yourself. I'm still not taking my kids to McDonald's. Why? Well, let's go through this. McDonald's USA on Wednesday announced that its iconic burgers, including the Big Mac, the Quarter Pounder with cheese, no longer have artificial preservatives. Well, Happy New Year. They don't have artificial flavors or added colors from artificial sources. The only thing left on the burger that you got to avoid, according to McDonald's, this is a big admission, they're pickles. Their pickle slices still contain artificial preservatives, but you can order without pickles. Not easily, because they'll automatically throw them on anyway. They'll say, you take them off, well, you take them off. Yeah.
So, but here's the problem. I'm going to guess that Robert Scott Bell would not be hopping in the car at the end of the show to run down to McDonald's, go through the drive-thru and order a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, listen, we'll give them credit for what they've done here, but literally everything in the hamburger is still not going to be something that would be great for
How have the animals better? Been fed? The animals are eating GMO grains. They may be treated with antibiotics. The bread, GMOs, you were talking about soaked in glyphosate? Uh-uh. Sorry, the sesame seed bun, not going to do you any favors. And it isn't about the gluten, it's about what's in the gluten. Chicken nuggets, they're going to be cage-free. Well, they're committing to cage-free eggs by 2025. What does that mean, cage-free? They get to run around for a few days, a few hours, and guess what? They're still eating GMO grains. That's not impressive. The cheese, not organic.
But can we give them points for doing better?
I guess so. I think they're having to try and keep up with the other burger chains that are starting out doing. This is market forces at work.
Okay.
Boys and girls, this is the free market at work. The government didn't tell them to take the bad stuff out. You did. Don't go there yet. Not until they go organic and non-GMO. Then we'll go to McDonald's together. Just for fun. All right, we'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, real quick, upcoming events in the show notes. Scroll down, you'll see them. 27th annual IAACN is the Nutritional Scientific Forum. Infectious Disease, the Influence of Clinical Nutrition on Outcome, October 11, 12, 13. On the 12th, that's a Friday, I will be in Dallas, Texas, Dallas Plano, Texas, at an event speaking on silver protocols for health and healing, overcoming infectious disease. I'll be presenting with Dr. Rob McCuspey, Ph.D. This guy's brilliant in silver nanotechnology. And then after that, we'll be back in Orlando, October 19th through the 22nd, for the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. We just had Dr. Pesek on the other day talking about it. I hope to see you there. You don't have to be a doctor, nutritionist, chiropractor, natural. You can be, and I want you to come. All y'all Trinity grads or about to be Trinity grads, this is a great event to learn a whole lot of good stuff. I'll be presenting there as well. And then we have gut health and the use of silver for immune support, Tuesday, October 23rd, Peggy's Natural Foods in Stuart, Florida. And then how to have a healthy gut and support your immune system naturally, Wednesday, October 24th, at Toonies in Coral Springs, Florida. We'll add more to the list as we go. And you millennials, I want to see you out there. You guys are doing it again, but this time it's good. Nothing bad. The latest thing millennials are doing, get ready. You're skewing the statistics on divorce. That's right. You guys aren't getting divorced. You're taking this marriage thing much too seriously. You're not getting divorced. What is wrong with you people? No, this is a good thing. The millennials are not getting divorced like previous generations. Now, the trend was on. I believe that Gen Xers have a lower divorce rate than those that preceded them, the baby boomers, if I'm not mistaken, Super Don. But what's up with these millennials?
According to this, the boomers were the ones that were...
They're the worst.
Yes. Married young, divorced, remarried, you know, type thing.
Constant identity crisis or midlife crisis, the boomers, right? But the world was changing around them. I mean, listen, I don't mean to be judgmental about this. It's just, let's just do the facts here. The stats are different. The millennials apparently are getting married and staying married. But have you figured out, Super Don, why that is? And this doesn't mean every one of them, but it's a trend. It's a genuine trend.
You know, say what you will, and we do. We give millennials a hard time on this show sometimes. We do.
Sometimes. Admittedly. When they deserve it.
But, you know, it was a while ago. I don't know, I'd say maybe 6 months ago, we covered another story talking about how the millennials have more in common with our grandparents' generation.
The World War II generation, the greatest generation,
yes,
they were called. Yeah.
Because what they found out here is that millennials are being very picky about who they marry, They are tying the knot at older ages when they've gotten through with their education and their careers and their finances are on track, which is something I can remember my grandparents telling me. You know, it's like, oh, here's what you do. You got to, you know, get your education and get your good job and get the new thing and everything set up, and then you can get married, and then you have kids, and you do that like in your 30s or something, right? But, you know, our generation... And I guess the boomer generation were more into the, just doing things on a whim and stuff. So, listen, we got to give the millennials credit on this. You know, they're being smart, apparently. And, you know, the decline of, the divorce thing has been something that people have talked about for a long time.
Oh, I think this is brutal.
The rates were like 50% at one point.
Listen, my parents divorced when I was a teenager. It was not fun. It was harder on my sister, who was even younger. Kids, what say you about the divorce rate lowering among millennials?
There you go.
I think the kids have it. Look, life is life. There are people that go through life. This is not for me to judge whether, but, if you take the time, find the passion, the mission, and you align. And I will say this, my advice to anybody who's thinking of getting married. Number one on the list is not whether you're the same religion. That's high up there, but that's not number one. Number one on the list is that you perceive the danger of vaccines equally. Because if one of you doesn't, at a certain point, that could be such a point of contention that divorce could ensue, and that parent that still believes in vaccines will use that against the parent who doesn't. And guess what? The pharmaceutical industrial complex owns the government. It's the state religion. Pharmaceutical mysticism, and the judges will decide on behalf of the parent who will vaccinate. So for me, that's my advice to millennials. Don't get married to someone who's not aligned with you on the vaccine issue. And that's it. Marriage advice right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Unlicensed.
Wow.
Not asking for permission.
That. Maybe tomorrow we can do a long-distance dedication.
All right, Super Don, you can do that. Hey, is tomorrow Friday already?
It is, yes.
Heading into the weekend. I'm actually going to have a weekend off, a day off. I do a cookout in the garden, take the onions, grill them up. It's going to be fun. Folks, thank you for being here. Please share this with your friends, your family members. Remember, the Truth About Cancer is relaunching the Global Quest. Share that as well. Even though you've seen it, others have not. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow with Powerful Healing heading into the weekend, because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.